Yes, ma'am. I heard of them, but I don't remember seeing them.
And if the head of the bed, you put your head on a
pillow.
Do you remember anything about twice as long as a pillow?
What is that?
Something twice as long as a pillow?
A bolster.
How far across did it go?
Sometimes we climb across to be in front.
If you had a lot of company and didn't have enough beds for everyone, for the children to sleep on, you could make a
pallet. A pallet.
And talking about, raising, if you grew a lot of corn, you'd say this year we had a good
corn crop.
And you say we expect to get a good crop from that field because the soil is very. The soil is very what?
Very prosperous.
Mm-hmm. What else could you say? Yeah. You don't have to add anything to it because it's already very.
Well, I just remember now what mine's gone.
If you got rid of all the brush and trees on your land, you say you did what?
Clean it off, scoop it off.
And what different kinds of land are there?
Different kinds. Mm-hmm. There's sandy land, then there's some stiff land.
What do you call the stiff land?
It's just like maybe Red River bottom or something like that. Stiff.
Where is the Red River from here? How far?
Oh, Red River. Well, it's about 7-8 miles and run through Shreveport on the low end of south end of Shreveport.
What do you call real good land?
Well, real good land, they call that a prayer land, that stiff land, the land I'm telling you about now.
What's a prayer?
Prayer land, or sometimes it accumulates around the lake, something like that.
What would you call a grassland that you might grow hay in, you might use for?
Well, you can call that, say you make a lot of hay and hill land, fertilize and grow hay.
Do you ever hear that called a meadow?
Your green meadow? Yeah.
What's the meadow?
Well, I guess that must be something like a forest. I don't know exactly.
It's not a meadow divide. It's kind of lower body land. When you lay the rich, you know, and grow thinning grass and vegetation for yourself.
What would land? Do you ever hear of loam or loom?
Balloon.
Loam or loom? Call that kind of land sandy loam or sandy loom?
Yeah. I never heard talking of that either. I forgot it.
What would you call land that's got water standing in it?
Well, they call it like my land here, call it frog pond, flat.
Uh-huh.
Water settle on it.
What about a real overgrown place that's wet, cypress tree maybe?
Yeah, well, they call that, they call it cypress trees growers in low places.
Uh-huh. Or if you had a big area that's real overgrown and it's got trees in it and it's kind of wet sometimes, what would you call that?
You call that a...